Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's that motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got two special guests in the building right now, bitch. Mad Time Fire, man. Marco got kicks, man. What's happening?
What's good, dog?
Dog, I ain't gonna lie, dog. I ain't never had no motherfuckers to sell shoes, bro, in here, dog. This is the first time, bro, ever, bro.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But shit, like, for the people that don't know who y'all is, man, introduce yourself, let them know how y'all got in this shit.
Yeah, so I'm Naf, Mad Town Fire.
Yeah.
Based off in Madison, and I do business here in the mill, too. I've been doing this for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
So, it's my full-time job right now. Yeah, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, bro. It's just fun, bro. Just meeting new people. Just getting your hands on some shoes that people can't get, you know?
Yeah.
So it ain't nothing too crazy. Yeah.
What about you, Marco? How you getting this?
My name is Marco, but I go by Marco Got Kicks.
Yeah.
I started off doing it like when I graduated high school. I sold like a couple pairs of shoes, some expensive shoes that I had in my closet. And I'm like, I like this. Like, I don't gotta work for nobody else. I can get up, do this on my own time. Ever since then, I just took off with it. I've been doing it for like 2 years, going on 3 years now.
Yeah. Well, you like 20?
Yeah, 20, going on,
yeah,
21.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, dog? Hell yeah, dog. Like, I ain't gonna lie. What do y'all remember, the Milwaukee Swap shit?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you remember, yeah. Cause
on Facebook.
Yeah. Because I ain't gonna lie, like, that's the first time, like, I think I ever even knew about, like, swapping shoes and trading. And yeah. No, I ain't never heard of that shit till Milwaukee Swap. Hell yeah. Like, but I ain't gonna lie, though, the shoe shit done changed so much, bro. Like, yeah, you see back then, you know what I'm saying, like, it was hard, you know what I'm saying, to get certain shoes, you know what I'm saying, the shit that motherfuckers really wanted. Then they start, like, doing the, what they call the re-releases.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They start doing the re-releases and putting more stock in, and just, it changed the whole game. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your opinion about the restock shit now, just the game, period?
Shit, the game, I mean, I don't know, bro. It's just too many resellers right now, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, market fucked right now.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna, what I say is, like, what it really is, like, before a shoe, sometimes what it is now, before a shoe even come out, like, market already be low. Like, it already be low, so people really don't be really wanting to pay the price of what we be asking for, but there's some people out there who do pay that price, or they'll pay more, like, just because they care about the shoes and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but shit, though, like, in the resale shit, like, I was talking about the Milwaukee Swap, like, it was some valid motherfuckers on there. It was, like, literally, like, 4 or 5 motherfuckers that was valid. Then, like, one time, like, I ain't gonna lie, I met up with somebody, bro, they tried to sell me some fake 12s. Like, but when I looked at them, because I've been buying shoes forever, bro, like, so when I look at a shoe, dog, like, and I look at the, what I need to look,
you
at, bro, like, know. I'm like, bro, this shoe fake, bro.
Yeah, you can tell.
This is, I was like, bro, this fake. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, bro, like, and this, I was like, bro, hell no. Like, so how do y'all, like avoid shit like that? And, like, how do y'all get y'all, you know what I'm saying, authentic?
Shit. What you be doing, bro? Like, I ain't gonna lie, really, for me, like, if it's, like, cause we bought, like, all shoes, Jordan Retros, Dunks, Yeezys, like, all designer pairs, but with the designer pairs, like, you gotta have some type of proof of purchase of where you got them from, so, like, we know, like, what we getting ourselves into with it, type, if it's real, authentic, but with the designer, you can really tell sometimes, like, by the weight,
yeah,
by the weight, for sure, and then, like, with the Jordans and stuff, you can, it's always something with the Jordans, like, the tongue will be off, or it's gonna, something's gonna be off, it's gonna have another hand, or something gonna be off about the Jordans, for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I seen the Jumpman, it be just, don't be, it be, yeah, too small or something.
It's like, gonna be something off about it, for sure.
For, like, the font on the side tab, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That shit crazy, but, like you said, y'all been doing it 3 years, you've been doing this since high school and shit, like, of course, both of y'all are different ages, but, like, what's the most hype shoe that y'all both ever seen, like, in y'all lifetime, period?
Damn.
That's hard.
I don't even know, to be honest.
That's hard.
Or just, like, a hype, like a shoe that y'all remember that, like, man, it was too much hype behind this motherfucker when it, the drop.
Black Air Force, my tripping.
Yeah, for sure.
It was tough. People still be trying to tax on them right now. It could be a beat ass pair, and they'll sell it for like 800, 900.
Their favorite word is, I know how much they going for.
That shit crazy. Yeah, but why the black cats though? Like they as cold as the black cat for us, but like, to me, that man ain't even a cold as, like, I don't know. Probably they all black.
There's definitely better shoes out here.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. Like, out of my lifetime, the one of the most hype shoes that I seen was the first ever Bel Air 5. Remember the gray ones?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? The gray ones and shit. But, like, dude, that Playmaker line, dog. It ain't had, like, what, 15 pairs or some shit. Like, so it was crazy, bro. Like, and then when I got them, like, I ain't gonna lie, that's the most expensive shoe I done bought. Like I paid, like, $350 for that shoe.
Where you get it from?
Playmakers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But when I got it, I was just like, dude, this shit ugly, bro. Like, this, I can't find an wear with it. Like, it's gray. And I just sold it for less than half of what I paid for it. Because I was just like, fuck it, I'm trying to get rid of it. But dude thought that the shoe was fake because I was plugging them so hard, bro. I still had the Playmakers receipt order. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's just certain shoes. Like, you'd be like, damn, you want it so bad. But then you be like, damn, like, I don't even want this motherfucker.
Nah, I'd be like that.
Yeah. Hell yeah, but shit like right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the what's that, the, not the Gammas, what the fuck, the Legend Blues. The Legend Blues, you know what I'm saying? Them just came out. And I know they just had them drop, like, what, like 10 years ago or some shit?
It was a minute ago.
Something like that. Yeah. It's been a long time. Man.
Yeah. But did y'all cop them, or y'all just said, man, fuck it, these is some shit that I
copped a couple pairs, bro. Yeah. Usually on, like, sneaker releases, I try to buy, like, 15 plus.
Yeah.
But I didn't really grab that much
On
Saturday when it dropped because I wasn't here. I was on vacation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know they still got them in stores, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was shocked, bro. Like, I was like, nigga, I remember when they dropped the last time they dropped. Nigga, them motherfuckers, could not find them in the stores, period. Like,
everybody buying them, yeah.
It'd be like that, though, for a little minute. Like, they had, like, a couple pairs, then 2-3 days later, they gone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, that shit crazy, dog. Hell yeah, but shit like, how much do you think is a necessary price to tax, like, on a re-release? It ain't gotta be Jordan. It could be, like, Yeezys, whatever. I know y'all gonna say it depends on the shoe, but, like, give me an example of what shoe, like, y'all attacks. Like, oh, man, I have to put this much on this shoe because it's worth this.
Honestly, bro, I'd say designer, bro.
It's designer, period.
Designer, you just, I mean, you're not really taxing, bro, because us resellers, we selling designer less than what you can get it for online or at the store. So, you know, some people be complaining and some people, they want it, but they love that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bullshit, man. Hell yeah, though. I need some Yeezys, bro. Y'all gonna play with some Yeezys or something, bro. I need something, bro. I need some. Y'all just gotta show me what y'all got. Yeah, I need a 9.5 or a 10, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, niggas looking at me like I'm playing, bro.
No, we got you for sure.
You gotta tap in, bro.
Yeah.
Man.
But I'm trying to see, dog. Like, what's dropping, bro? Like, the motherfuckers get their hands on early.
There's some 12 that's about to drop.
What color? What?
Blue and white.
Oh, them?
The ones that just dropped today.
They dropped today?
Yeah,
they dropped today? Oh, okay. Yeah, I might fuck around and get them. Fuck around. It's Christmas time, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck around and get them. Yeah. But, like, what's the most y'all think y'all made just reselling, like, this year, period?
Shit. Like, profit, bro, just this year?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't even know, bro. Honestly, I got no clue.
That's crazy.
It's going good, though. So.
Yeah, dog. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just crazy because, like, I remember them niggas, like, was whacking. Like, they whack, like, 500 depends on the release, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Shit, like, 500 for a release?
Yeah, 500 for it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now we don't be doing that.
Yeah.
I know y'all seen, when I brought the Legend Blue, I know y'all seen dude was trolling, dog. Like, nigga was like, yeah, man, 500. So somebody in St. Louis, they was trying to sell their Legend Blues for 500.
Oh, yeah, he tripping.
Yeah. This is recently, though. I was like, dog, he crazy. Somebody going to meet up with him and
take his
rob him, bro.
He's trauma.
Yeah. But, like, what's y'all personal favorites, though? Like, just any shoe. Like, it'd be for any era, whatever. Like, what's y'all personal favorite? You say you don't know, bro. Watch what happens.
I say Mons. I really mess with Jordans.
Yeah.
Like Jordan 4s, 11s. I mess with those the most.
The
4s
and
11s? Yeah, 4s and 11s the most. I was into 3s, but my foot just keep, like, growing. So, like, you know, when your foot get to a certain size, it's certain shoes you can't wear because of the front going to get the creasing quick. So, it, I just rock with the 4s and the 11.
Yeah. Jordan 4s and Balenci's for me.
Balenci's, yeah. Yeah, that's hard, though. See, Balenci, though, like, you got to just be searching, 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 though. Because to me, anyone don't look good, bro. Some people just be... I don't know. Some people, I just think they just like the way Balenciaga say on the shoe. I don't know. But, like, I really be having to look like, man, this shit is... I don't know. Someone be looking crazy, bro.
Yeah. No, some of them not it. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. Like, someone be looking too crazy. Yeah. I mean, hell no. I would not wear this. I don't care how much it costs.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
Yeah, duh. Like, yeah. I ain't going to lie. Like, I fuck with the J's, but I think mine's the 11s and the 5s. Like, I just like the 5s because, like... Hooping in them 5s, dog, like, it's comfortable, bro. Like, it's just super comfortable hooping. And in the 11s, but, like, I try, like, the only ones, the 72 and 10s, I hooping them. Because them don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I think, like, the purchaser, like, they don't be understanding sometimes, like, they'll just put out a shoe that ain't worth shit, but it just be so much hype behind it.
Man.
Or a colorway or something. And they be like, man, I need this, like. But in a couple months, like, it ain't gonna be worth shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, who, like, out of all the, you know, like, it's rappers, athletes, all type of shit that, you know what I'm saying, be going crazy with the kick game. Like, who kick game y'all think got a crazy kick game, like, in the sports, rap, whatever?
I ain't gonna lie.
What kind of sports we talking about?
Any basketball, football, just niggas that you see, like Khaled, he got a crazy shoe collection. Who else got a crazy shoe collection? Chris Brown, he got plenty shit, bro.
Yeah.
Travis Scott, you know what I'm saying? It's plenty. Yeah. Got. Like who y'all think, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the same with some shit?
Shit. I ain't gonna lie, Lil Baby.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna go with Money Bag.
Oh yeah, right,
Money Bag got some shit in his closet.
Yeah, yeah. But far as Jordans though, like I think Khaled it only impressed me because this nigga had like two of the same. He had like two of like some shoes that was it the Ray Allens? I think he had two pair of them Ray Allens or something, bro. Like, and I was like, bro, how you even get one pair of them Ray Allens? Like, this nigga had two. He was like, man, I got one. When I walk around the airport, then I got another one. You know what I'm saying? When I get clean and get dressed, though.
Yeah.
Like, damn, bro. That's crazy. Hell yeah, dog. But shit, like, if niggas want to, like, if it's some drops coming, like, and they want to just tap in with y'all, like, how can they tap in with y'all?
Really through social media or one of our numbers. We got two phones. So one of the phones, it's our main phone and the business phone. So you can't reach us, like, on social media. It's always a number you can, like, call us at.
Madtown Fire on the gram. So just hit me up on the gram.
Yeah. What's that shit again, bro?
_ Marco got kicked.
Yeah.
Or you can
be bamming.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Well, shit, who y'all want to shout out before you get out this motherfucker?
Shout out to all the loyal heads. You feel me?
Yeah, shout out to all the clientele. If it weren't for y'all, we wouldn't be in the position we in right now.
All the guys, too.
Yeah.
Bro.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Charms Radio, man. Mad Time Fire. Marco, what's happening?
No, top in.